welcome to Wikipedia Podden. This is a special episode and I'm your host, Jan Einoli. With me today, I have Asaf Bartov, a long-term Wikimedian and advancer of free knowledge in other ways too, but perhaps today, mostly with the hat of a senior program officer at the Wikimedia Foundation. Hello, Asaf. Nice to join you on the podcast.
Hello, Jan.
So, Wikilearn. It's a new, but perhaps still a little bit lesser known platform within the Wikimedia movement. Can you give an overview what the purpose of it is?
Sure, very gladly. Wikilearn is an online learning platform. It's very similar to platforms like Coursera or edX, or I don't know if there's something else that's popular in Sweden, but it's a place where you can take an online course with videos and subtitles and exercises and everything you might expect in an online course. Except this one is aimed at Wikimedians. This is for members of the Wikimedia community to learn absolutely anything that may be useful for them. This can be very technical Wikimedia skills, and it can be very generic people skills that are useful in doing Wikimedia work. An example of the former might be how to do batch uploads and all that that entails, versus a more people skill one might be introduction to partnership building, which is something you can pick up at any university business development course. But a lot of Wikimedians have not taken a business development course, so they need the basics, the rudiments of how to talk to people in suits, how to establish a partnership. That's the kind of courses you can find there. And of course, everything in between. A lot of stuff is wiki-specific, but there are also courses that are just about assessing your digital risk. Again, that's useful for any user of the internet. We are users of the internet, so it is also relevant for us. Just to finish the boundaries of the thing, if you're looking for an advanced course in linear algebra, that's not going to be on Wikilearn. So it's not like teaching everything to everyone. It's teaching things that are useful for Wikimedians to Wikimedians. Every Wikimedian with an account can log in with their Wikimedia account. No need for another password in your life. And you can take any course you like, as many times as you want, at your pace. Some courses are self-paced and you can take it or leave it and come back, and the exercises are computer graded. But other courses are instructor led. So they start at a certain time and they end at a certain time, and you're part of a cohort, which is of course less flexible on the one hand, but on the other hand, allows you to get human feedback on your assignments, allows you to have discussion with your peers, all the benefits of a more live class. So both models are supported.
So there seems to be a really clear scope boundary here. You say for Wikimedians, by Wikimedians. Is that sort of the major difference if you're thinking about if we have Wikiversity or Wikibooks who are really open-ended, or are there also more differences in this platform?
Yes, if you bring up Wikiversity, I will mention that Wikiversity is not aimed at Wikimedians, it's aimed at the public. But also, Wikiversity is not really a learning platform per se. It's more of, a collaborative environment for developing textbooks or maybe courses. It's not so much a delivery platform for learning. And for example, a lot of features that are absolutely basic in an LMS, a learning management system, which is the technical name of that sort of platform. A basic feature in such systems is a learner profile, a gradebook, a schedule, a gradual deployment of modules if you want to, for example, hide the material before you've covered a certain, none of that exists in a Wikiversity. Perhaps most poignantly, the ability to submit work, submit exercises privately, which is important to many learners, right? They don't want everyone to be able to see their mistakes, their hesitations, etc. They want it to be between them and the instructor. That's completely impossible in Wikiversity unless you sort of employ a side channel, and it comes out of the box with a proper learning management system. So, and that's mentioned in our FAQ on Meta. Why didn't we use Wikiversity? On the face of it, just from the name, it sounds like that's what it should have been, but it really isn't. Wikiversity was never given the technical development, the product development that could have made it into a learning platform. And I'll answer the question you didn't ask, which is why not make Wikiversity into such a platform? And the answer is, we have these mature, open source, free software LMSs that are ready. It doesn't make sense to invest in turning MediaWiki, which isn't an LMS, into an LMS with all the learning and all the years of effort that it would take us to reach the level that LMSs are in right now. So it didn't make sense. We did care much about picking an open source platform, and that has also allowed us to develop it and customize it, and we can go into that if you think it's interesting.
We might come back with it later, but I don't think that's the most interesting part. I'm getting a little bit curious about, well, if you're having a course, of course, pun intended, you need that course to stay stable over the duration of the course. So in this LMS, do you have sort of like control, or is it like a wiki where everybody can edit the course?
Yes, these systems are very much not a wiki. They have an authoring platform. In our case, we're running on the OpenEdX software, I should have mentioned. So OpenEdX is the open source basis that the edX site uses, but it is independently developed by a sort of nonprofit that owns the code base now. And we have an instance of OpenEdX that we have branded Wikilearn, but it's basically OpenEdX plus our custom developments. And the authoring system in OpenEdX is called Studio. Those who have access to Studio can author content in a particular course. They can change it, they can add, they can design exercises, etc. Everybody else is not even going through Studio. Everybody else is experiencing the separate site, the LMS itself, the learning site. And so absolutely not everybody can just edit, even fix typos. It's not a wiki. That has obvious downsides. But the upside is, yes, the content is stable, and only the course team, which can include any number of people, only the course team can update it or change things or fix even typos. So that's how it is by design. For us Wikipedians, as we know, every site kind of should be a wiki. We were always looking for the edit button in non-wikis. And I can imagine that would be the case here. Again, especially with like typos or small things that you say, well, I could have fixed this if I had had an edit button. But that's just not how these sites are built.
Yeah, and I think that makes a lot of sense. For giving the teacher the ability to do the course in peace and quiet.
Yes.
Well, I guess one could imagine like a two-step system where we have sort of like the texts on Wikiversity, and then everybody can polish it, and then at a certain point someone feels, let's take this to the platform.
Yeah, that is one model of developing content for Wikilearn. If you want to be very collaborative about the outline and the way you develop the content, absolutely you can draft it on Wikiversity or on Meta or on your user page. You can draft it somewhere on a wiki, benefit from all the wiki features of collaboration, get it more or less stable, and then, yes, kind of re-implement it or basically paste it into Wikilearn, add the particular settings for like exercises and multiple choice, and et cetera, and you have a course, yes, absolutely. But after you have a course, yes, it's not really amenable to wiki-style tweaking. And as you said, nor would most instructors appreciate having their course like mass rewritten and restructured in the middle of delivering it.
You also mentioned the Studio, the tool that you're actually authoring. Is there any specific user rights that you need, or does everyone with a Wikimedia account also get that by default?
No, not by default. And the reason is we have to keep the platform safe, clean, free of spam, etc., as would be expected of us. And so we need some kind of governance mechanism. Right now, the governance mechanism is yours truly. I am the governance mechanism of Wikilearn. And I only speak 5 or 6 languages. So I cannot possibly moderate content in, I don't know, Serbian or Vietnamese, which is why I cannot just let anyone draft Vietnamese content, for example. And if I can't let everyone do it, I shouldn't really open it up. So instead, at the moment, because of our governance limitation, only trusted groups, trusted affiliates, people with a track record can deploy a course on Wikilearn. But that pretty much includes everyone who is a trusted entity, affiliate, person, even individual Wikimedian with a track record who can be trusted not to abuse the platform. We're very liberal with handing that out. You do need to write to us, right? You need to email me, basically, to put a course on Wikilearn. That is very much not the ideal scenario, right? We want a future in which it is, in fact, open to any Wikimedian with an account that isn't banned, right? But for that to happen, we need to figure out how to appoint volunteer admins, because just like the wiki, where the Wikimedia Foundation cannot possibly control spam or other misbehaviors, on the platform and depends on volunteer admins, WikiLearn will also depend on volunteer admins. The platform is not quite ready for that because it was designed for institutional users and wasn't envisioning letting pseudonymous people on the internet have control. So that's another piece of custom development we'll have to take. But even before the tech development, we're going to have a community conversation about it. So we're going to, in the coming months, we're going to have a conversation on Meta with the community where I will be presenting some of these challenges, right? Like, how do we appoint admins? How do we demote admins if the need arises? What do we do about abusive behavior on WikiLearn? I mean, we can block people, but like, do we block forever, et cetera? And again, we don't want to re-implement all the complexity of the wiki on the one hand. On the other hand, we do want to take what's good and what's working and what's expected by Wikimedians from the wiki and try to achieve, you know, as much of it as possible on this non-wiki platform. So it's quite a complex conversation. It's also going to be quite a complex technical challenge. But in the end, we will have a mechanism by which we will appoint volunteer admins, and then we will be able to sort of throw open the doors and basically let any Wikimedian in good standing draft content, which also means the platform will very quickly become full of beginnings and half-abandoned attempts and poorly written material, which will immediately say, well, but then the catalog screen, you know, like the offering of courses, will become useless because it'll be full of incomplete stuff and outdated stuff, etc. So we'll immediately need some kind of content policy where we somehow privilege some content over the others. And everything else is like in draft, and that's fine, but we have to have some a definition of done, right? Some completeness criterion or featured courses, like we have featured articles. Again, some quality process, just like on the wiki, right? There may be terrible articles on the wiki, but we have a way of controlling and surfacing the best stuff. So again, that will have to be figured out because the platform is built for courses written by teachers and they write it and then it's done and then that's it. That way they don't suffer from this problem of flooding the catalog screen. So all of that is before us at the moment. Right now, WikiLearn is in its first year of proper non-beta operation. And this is a great time to join. This is a great time to start drafting content. You'll have personal attention from me and support. And we are happy to help design outlines, help with the pedagogy, with designing exercises. But of course, you will have to be in charge of the content. We are very welcoming of multilingual content. We have a very firm position that content does not have to start in English and then maybe sometime, someday, be translated into other languages. We absolutely believe great content can be authored in any language. And indeed, maybe we would want to translate it into English for its own sake and possibly as an intermediary to further translation into other languages. So we accept courses in absolutely any language. And we already have, and that's the big custom development that I alluded to, a content translation feature. Much like the article content translation we have on Wiki, you can take a course that you like and start translating it into another language. And you will basically create a clone of that course in the other language. And by translating the content, I'm talking about the text of slides or explanations, but also subtitles for videos. Most of our courses include video segments. All videos on the platform are required to have subtitles. That's guaranteed. Which means that when you translate a course, even if you're not going to re-record the videos in the other language, you will at least have localized subtitles.
You already answered a lot of the questions I had there in my answer.
Long paragraphs.
Yeah. But it's really good. You had some really good, clear call to actions, which I was going to ask you. Stepping a little bit into the present, what are the kinds of resources we already can find there?
So you can already find a course on identifying and addressing online harassment, on introduction to partnership building, on using Wikipedia in the classroom to teach with Wikipedia. So this is not like what we call the education program, like having students write articles necessarily. It's kind of a step before that. How to train teachers to use Wikipedia in the classroom as a teaching aid to get people interested in Wikipedia and to become more sophisticated users of Wikipedia. As we know, even though kind of everybody uses Wikipedia, everybody reaches Wikipedia through Google, lots and lots of people have never even noticed categories are there or search or, you know. So it's a little bit of that. There are courses on using OpenRefine with Commons, for example. These are fairly new technologies. OpenRefine, of course, is not a Wikimedia technology, but it's a very useful tool, open source, that can be used to massage data of all kinds, but in particular, recently, has been successfully used to upload structured data onto Wikidata. I'm sure you've spoken about it in the podcast. And most recently, it can also be used to upload files onto Commons by batch. And there's now a full course tutorial on that freshly available on the platform, and it's already available in English, French, Spanish, and Portuguese. So I don't have the whole catalog memorized, but there's a bunch of material already there. There's even some material in Swedish created by Wikimedia Sverige. And I look forward to more material.
And talking about the future, you also already mentioned some of the development going on. I'm imagining you have a roadmap. Is there something you looking forward even more far in the future? Like so these are things that we know will be coming, and connected to that, is there something that volunteers that getting really excited by this type of platform, like how they could get involved in that conversation?
Yeah, so one conversation I already mentioned that's coming up is the governance conversation, and I really look forward to the wisdom, the collective wisdom of veteran Wikimedians, because we are going to be designing a complex governance system on a not wiki for Wikimedians. That's already a very formidable challenge, and I really want the community's wisdom on it. But beyond that, I think one of the major values of Wikilearn looking ahead a couple of years is actually not only in the level of the individual course, but in the level of, I don't know, clusters of courses, or maybe the literal meaning of the word course, right? Like a path that takes you from point A to point B through several stations. So if we take the example of a batch upload, those of us who have done that know that it requires a number of different skills, right? You need to know commons and how that works. But you also need to know how metadata works in memory institutions, which is quite different, right? You need to understand a little bit about you know, the various standards and XML and MARC and, you know, everything that's going on in memory institutions. Then you need to understand how batch uploads work and what are the typical difficulties and how to align those vocabularies and how to deal with how to do it per policy, how to do a test upload. You know, there's all these, it's technical skills and knowledge and metadata and partnership building all together. So in my vision, someone who wants to do that, an affiliate that has never done that, or an individual that has never done it, but has an opportunity, right, has an institution that is probably willing to do it, would take a series of learning units, modules, courses on Wikilearn and build those skills one by one. And at the end of them, of three or four or seven such units, will say, okay, now I really feel I know the tools, I know the data, I know the formats, I know how to approach this. And I even know some of the like hangouts of the channels where I could find experts. Now I'm ready to take on this data donation or image donation. And because, as you know, in the past, the way to do that for a young affiliate or for a newbie was basically, well, yeah, it's you have to do this and that, and it's best that you ask, you know, Martin, or you know, one of the other experts in the movement, because that was really the best way to sort of connect this person with the capacity that they needed, which is of course a highly unsustainable model. It's unfair to Martin, and it's also actually preventing younger, newer volunteers from surfacing, because they'll never pick up that expertise. So to my mind, that's a really big value that eventually Wikilearn will be able to produce, like whole training paths for, or how to be a functionary, right? How to be a steward, how to be an admin. This has just recently been requested in the document called the Africa Agenda, where the African communities collectively said, among other things, we are dismayed, shocked that there isn't a single admin from Africa on English Wikipedia. And we want to change that. But the fact is, that hasn't happened for years and years. So something more deliberate needs to be done. And they have basically asked the foundation for help in creating a curriculum for how to become an admin on English Wikipedia. As we know, that requires a lot of familiarity with the policies, a lot of actual lived participation in English Wikipedia, which needs some mentorship perhaps. So, you know, that itself is a formidable path to program into a, in the sense of curriculum development, into an LMS. But that's, again, an ambitious goal that I would like to see Wikilearn able to deliver.
Oh, thank you, Asaf, for giving us the vision for these great paths, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us here on the podcast.
My pleasure.